brothers, as we prepare to wind down, very important that we understand that this movement of uniting people, organizations, activists, that it strikes fear in the hearts of those that control the land. And so there has been reports that have gone out about some of those of us that are involved in the movement in internet sites and other places. I just want to leave us with the counsel of God in the Holy Quran that says this, because it's so easy to break down into rumor mongering, into slander, because it's just very easy to do that in the hood. You know, in the community, word of mouth is better than CNN. Well, that's whether the word of mouth is lie or word of mouth is truth. But the Quran gives this counsel to those that study it, saying, whenever an unrighteous man brings you news, look carefully into it, lest you harm someone in ignorance. Then feel sorry about what you have done. Rumors have gone out about activists in our community. We don't know the truth of such rumors. However, we do know that we should respond very carefully and skillfully whenever rumors go out that are really designed to do harm to the movement. And so let's be very clear that when news comes to us, the first question is always, what is the source? Isn't that a natural question? I mean, not questioning simple things as this leaves some of us to do things like teach our babies that a man will fly around the planet in one night and leave gifts under a tree. We know that's not true. But word of mouth makes that true to the children. I hope I didn't offend anybody's children. However, my point here is, let's move wisely, let's move carefully, and let's move with as great a security as our unity can provide. And so while we are discovering truth, and truth shall be discovered within a few days, so that we can move forward in our movement without clouds hanging over the movement or on anyone that is in it. I thought I would just say that publicly in a skillful way. Y'all with me now?
Yes, sir.
Because you should know that we now have the lessons of history that showed us that there were letters that were sent from one Panther office to another Panther office that bore the signatures allegedly of Panther leadership that never wrote the letters. Those letters included threats, and some of those threats resulted in injury, harm, and in some cases, the loss of life. So now, let's be very clear that when you see this happening, remember that Satan is the author of confusion. So just be clear. What I appreciate about Reverend Williams in his case that he's making for reparation is that he digs up the details. That man said that he had 2 million people that he can identify to his family linked through slavery. Well, how did he know that? He knew that because he dug up the details. And one of the things that the enemy hates is when you put the details right in front of him, because he anticipates and expects that we're such ignorant people and that we're such divided people that we don't need facts and details. We'll just act out on passion. I'll close with this. There's several types of agents that we always have to worry about. You got paid agents who involve themselves in movements among the people for pay. Well, let's be clear. Somebody paid you to come in and hear what we're saying, they're wasting their money because we'd have let you in for free. No one bought a ticket to get in here. Right? so they don't have to pay you to come and hear what's being said. Secondly, you have those that act a certain kind of way, out of passion or out of ignorance. And sometimes in our passion and in our ignorance, we feed the enemy.
Yes.
We do. We make ourselves and others available to the enemy out of ignorance and out of unguided passion. You with me now?
Yes.
Well, that can be corrected by right guidance and by knowledge. And if we find anybody among us that does not move on right guidance and by knowledge, then we know we're dealing with a paid agent. Y'all with me now? So we say, brother or sister, don't do this. You put people in harm's way. And they step out and do it anyway, then they've identified themselves. Look, I gave you right guidance. I addressed the question of ignorance. Now, if you do it anyway after that, then we have to say to persons or organizations that function like this, well, you've just excused yourself. Y'all with me now? But we all require due process and time. We're learning one another right now. Is that true? We met each other in this circle. So I want to just convey this as carefully as I can, to say to each and every one of us, we invite all to the circle for justice. And we bring into that circle whatever we bring. I love to see the strength of activists. That's where I learned Islam from. I had a mic in my hand challenging people years ago. And a brother got in my ear and said, Minister Farrakhan told me to tell you he didn't want to see anyone hurt out here. And I was reminded of that when we were out on that Wednesday evening in front of Alameda County Courthouse with thousands of people standing for justice for Oscar Grant. I knew that my words carried weight enough. And if I said to those thousands of people, turn around and go get Orloff, maybe somebody in that thousand would have went and got him. Right? I knew the weight of words. So we want to be very careful and clear that when we make progress, that we should anticipate and that we should expect intervention from government. Now the question becomes, which level of government is trying to intervene? Is it the city government? Is it the county? Is it the state? Or is it the federal? It's probably all of the above. Y'all with me now? And sometimes we've got good people in position that are not willing to accept that those that work for them don't really work for them. Y'all understand what I'm saying now? Mayor Dellums might say, let's have a police review board with teeth. But that doesn't mean those that are supposed to put it together are going to put it together. This is happening right now. Your council people might say, let's do this, and they turn around and law enforcement doesn't do it. Or they do it in a way that doesn't make any sense. That's why we're very clear in the times we've been able to counsel with council people. Some said, let's give law enforcement right to go into our homes and look for your children's guns. We said, no. We advised, no, don't do that. You're opening the door for something that you really don't want to respond to. And the argument was, well, our young people are shooting each other and parents are afraid of their children. I'm not afraid of mine. So maybe we can help strengthen parents' hands. Y'all with me now? So the next time they set out somewhere to craft a law that says that a parent cannot discipline their own children, maybe we need to be there at the table. I don't have a child that can bring a weapon in my home, and I gotta call somebody else to get it out. Y'all with me now? Not me. And I don't think the same is true for most of you.
That's You don't have your children that you need some force that sees your child as an enemy to remove or to discipline your child. So I don't know what to do with my child. Well, there are those of us in the neighborhood that do, so maybe we just need to communicate a little bit. Somebody knows, other than Officer Meserly and his family. Y'all with me now? So family, I just wanted to put that out there so that we would all hear it. We'll be back next week, ready for our drive. Let me just say, there was an announcement. There's an event coming up. Did you want me to read it, or would you like to announce it?
If you don't mind, I just need to give a legal update.
Yes, ma'am.